Bringing you the latest case law updates on the legal aspects of law enforcement. This is Broadcast Blue.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Broadcast Blue podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Allen Barnard, and today this particular podcast, a little bit different than the others, going to be changing directions, the way the podcast has been working and the way I plan on taking it from this point on, and that's why I've entitled this podcast A New Shade of Blue. If you haven't been listening to the podcast before this particular episode, which will be the trigger episode where the changes will be coming after this episode, the whole concept was I was providing the legal updates, these taking cases and analyzing cases, and I'd been doing that for quite a while. I have a history of doing webinars back to 2015. If for those of you who don't know me, my name is Bruce Allen Barnard. I have a bachelor's degree in adult education. I have a master's degree in business from Auburn University. I have a master of laws from the University of Alabama and a doctorate in law from the University of Florida. I spent a little over 10 years as a federal prosecutor and then spent another 10 years as a senior legal instructor teaching the legal aspects of law enforcement at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in wonderful Brunswick, Georgia. I retired from FLETC, as they call it, down at the end of 2017, and now I'm now the director of a private company that provides training to law enforcement officers specifically on the legal aspects of law enforcement. I've also been an adjunct professor of law at over 14 colleges and universities, and I've trained thousands of prosecutors and over 30,000 law enforcement officers at the local, state, tribal, and federal levels. And I'm also recently became an IADLIS certified instructor. So I've been doing this for a while. I'm an attorney, and I'm not a law enforcement officer, and that's very important. And the reason that's important is because I teach the law, and you don't want someone who doesn't have a background in the law trying to teach the law. In fact, at the federal level, it's not allowed. At the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center and at the federal level of law enforcement training, only lawyers can teach the law. And that's because they've studied it and they know it. But just because you're a lawyer doesn't even necessarily mean you're qualified to teach the legal aspects of law enforcement. So just someone has a JD, just because they have a Juris Doctor or a Doctor of Law and they're an attorney, doesn't necessarily mean that they have the background either. Unless you've been a prosecutor or a defense attorney and you have defended motions to suppress and motions to exclude evidence based on Fourth Amendment search and seizure violations or Fifth Amendment self-incrimination clause violations, Miranda violations, then you're really not in the loop on what's going on with this stuff. I mean, it takes a lot to put those types of defend those types of motions and to make those presentations in court and try criminal cases as a prosecutor. And when I was at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, we had a division of, we had a dozen folks that all had those types of outstanding credentials. So that's just a little bit about me, where I come from. I really shouldn't have to point that out, but you see a lot of folks, I get a lot of newsletters from other private organizations and other people. I've seen other podcasts where people are talking about the legal aspects of law enforcement, and they have incredible careers as law enforcement officers, but they've never filed or defended a motion to suppress, and they've never studied and trained in the concepts of the legal aspects of law enforcement, the subtle nuances that come out that are important to understand and very important to pass on to law enforcement officers. So since there are a lot of folks out there that have taken it upon themselves to provide that kind of and I'll do air quotes around information, I just thought it was important to tell you a little bit about who I am and what my credentials are. And then you can go to our website, www.broadcast.blue. Our name is our website, and you can see more biographical information. I have, when I was at FLETC as an instructor and a senior instructor in the legal division at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, back in 2015, I started doing webinars. We had a tool, an Adobe Connect webinar platform, and I started doing webinars. And at first, I started out, they were very topic specific. For example, when one of the first topics we really got into was the change in search and seizure law as a result of United States versus Jones, that very famous Supreme Court decision that came out in January of 2012. One of those kind of decisions in search and seizure law that only come out like once every 40 or 50 years, and that was a huge case. So I started doing webinars to inform law enforcement officers of the significance of Jones, and then other cases came out, and I just did these webinars. I typically did them on Wednesday during lunch recess between classes at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. So no matter what my teaching schedule was, I could always do a Wednesday webinar. And since it was done over lunch, I often had to take my food with me, or if I had any at all. So I called it Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday Webinars. And I've done a number of those, going all the way back to early 2015. Well, they morphed a little. We started doing specific training, specific topics. I would do one in exigent circumstances. I would do one in maybe the concept of the public safety exception to the Miranda warning requirement. All these various, very specific topics in the legal aspect of law enforcement. But not everyone could attend these webinars, and a lot of people had conflicts with their schedules. And so what I did was I recorded them, and then I would take the video recording and strip the audio off and make them available as MP3s. We didn't have a way to distribute the MP4s, and because of 508 compliance with the Americans with Disability Act, we had no way to either legally or technically distribute the videos. And so we made the MP3s available, and we did that and developed quite a little following there doing the Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday webinars. Well, I retired from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center last December of 2017, and I bought my own webinar platform. I bought my own Adobe Connect classroom and continued to do the Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday webinars up until just recently, and I've now stopped that. I recorded all of the webinars, and I put them on an on-demand Vimeo channel, and then I started these podcasts, the Broadcast Blue podcast, because a lot of people just wanted to listen to the audio of these Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday webinars, which were basically just on a case of the week. I would pick a case, a very recent case, a case that was only a week or two old, if possible. I'd pick a very, very recent case and from one of the federal circuits, and I would analyze it. I would break it down, and we would discuss the law, the applicable law. So it also kind of worked as a refresher. In addition to providing the information on what the case stood for, it was a great little way to kind of apply those skills and refresh your knowledge and recollection on those legal aspects of law enforcement made up a big part of these specific cases that were selected. So I started the Broadcast Blue podcast, and many of the podcasts were just audio recordings of the webinar. So I would do Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday webinar. I would stick the video on a Vimeo channel, and I'd strip the audio and edit it just a little to put trailers on the front and rear of it. And that became the Broadcast Blue podcast. So it was really just a recording of a webinar and providing that information via audio on a podcast channel. So the podcast, Broadcast Blue, initially it became a distribution channel for this webinar audio. Okay? But that's not what a good podcast is. And it's not what I want to do. And so I'm going to make some big changes here. First of all, there are no more Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday webinars are no more. For those of you who've been tuning in for the last 2.5-3 years, it's been a great run, but we're moving on with the technology. But it's very exciting where we're headed now. A lot easier to participate and listen in on podcasts than it is to try and make the time at specific dates on specific times to tune in to a live webinar. So I'm going to be doing podcasts that are specifically designed as podcasts. Now, don't worry, I'm still going to have cases. I'm still going to have little case summaries. They just won't be half an hour. They'll be much shorter, and I'm calling those blue shorts. So you'll have these little case law updates. So if you subscribe on iTunes or Google Play to the podcast, Broadcast Blue Podcast, or if you go to the website, broadcast.blue, and you look at the different available podcasts, you will see that there are different titles. And these little short case law updates, I'm calling blue shorts. And so you will see a blue, it'll say blue short and then the case name, you know, blue short, United States versus Smith. And you'll see that in the title, so you'll know what the podcast is about. If it's a blue short, it's a small case study and from a recent case, and you see the name of the case right there next to blue short. They're going to be very, very timely. It might be put out a day or two after the decision's released. No one's going to get it quicker to you than Broadcast Blue. I mean, I've been priding myself with since 2015 in getting these case summaries out really, really quickly. I would do a webinar on a case that hadn't been released a week, and then a month later, somebody in one of these newsletters would send out a case law update from this a two-page write-up and an email on something that I've already had a webinar on. The blue shorts are going to be very much like that, very timely. I spend 5 to 10 hours a week reading through cases that come out. And there's typically half a dozen cases a week that come out that impact the legal aspects of law enforcement to one extent or another. And so I'm picking through these cases, and I'm going to, if I see one that I think, hey, this would be something to make a good 5 or 10 minute podcast on, I'll pop a blue short out, right? I'll do a blue short on that one particular case. And so that's what blue shorts are all about. They're categorized as blue shorts, and you can see them on the website. And on as a podcast, you'll know it's a blue short because it'll say blue short. I'm also going to start doing something else that I'm really, really excited about. And these are called, I'm calling these blue key cases. And what I'm going to do are podcasts that take a deep and in-depth look, more than you've probably ever taken, at significant Supreme Court decisions and cases that have had a big impact on law enforcement, the legal aspects of law enforcement. Cases like Terry versus Ohio, we've had some recent Supreme Court decisions that came out. The Carpenter decision just recently came out, which was a pretty big decision. But there's these blue key cases going all the way back, you know, the Olmstead decision, the Katz decision. I'm going to take a look. I'm going to take these what I call key cases, these blue key cases, and we're going to take an in-depth look at these cases and do some interviews and talk to some people and maybe provide you with a little bit of information that you really didn't know, more than what you knew before about these Supreme Court cases. And that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to that. There's some podcasts out there that kind of do that, but they have a hidden agenda. They're clearly not law enforcement officer friendly. And they have an agenda on there, and so they twist these cases, and it's unfortunate because they could be really informational and helpful if they weren't trying to push an agenda with a not so well hidden bias, in my opinion. We're not going to do that. We're going to take a look at the facts. We're going to look at what, and we're going to look at why. And that with these Supreme Court decisions, and that'll be the blue key cases. So if you see blue key case and then the case title, you'll know that it's a blue key case. And then there will be podcasts that discuss trends, news, and developments in the legal aspects of law enforcement, because that's what I'm all about, the legal aspects of law enforcement. It's very important that you understand that, you know, the reason that there is a lawyer doing this is because it needs to be a lawyer, not just any lawyer. Just because you have a JD doesn't mean that you're thoroughly knowledgeable in all the aspects, the legal aspects of law enforcement. Now, I don't presume to teach anyone how to shoot a firearm, even though I've been shooting firearms since I was about 11 years old, because I'm not a firearms instructor. You want to take tips and get information about firearms, then listen to someone who is an expert in firearms. Right. But if you want to know the legal aspects of law enforcement, you need and if you want information on it, you need to listen to someone who, quite frankly, knows what they're talking about. And I'm hoping to kind of fill that void, because there's a lot of folks out there, and I don't want to I'm not going to mention names, that a Google search that you can will reveal no small number of them. There's a lot of folks out there with a microphone and a computer talking about what they believe Graham versus Connor means to the use of force. But, you know, you really don't get it straight. You don't get all the information, and you get bits and pieces, but you're kind of missing the picture to the box as you're looking at the puzzle pieces, and that's what I hope to provide. I am the cover to the puzzle box that shows you what it's supposed to look like when it's all put together. And I've been doing that for a long time, and I enjoy it very much, and that's why I bring this podcast to you absolutely free of charge, and that's what Broadcast Blue is all about. So that's the change. That's what you're going to see from now on the Broadcast Blue podcast channel. If you want training, this is a podcast. And I have a background in education. I've been an instructor since 1985. I've taught a lot of people. I have a background. My bachelor's degree is in adult education. And so I understand, the difference between providing someone with information and trying to improve someone's performance. So there's a difference between information sharing, which is what a podcast is, and actual training. Anyone that tells you that they're training you in a podcast with a podcast alone doesn't quite understand the difference between those two concepts of just information sharing versus performance improvement. And so this is a podcast. This is not training. It's going to provide you with information. It might help you become more proficient in what you do, but you can't be trained in a podcast, not with a podcast alone. And I'll just cut to the chase real quick. That's because there's no dedicated learning objective, and there's no assessment to test whether or not you've met the objective. So if you come across any podcast that says they want to provide you training through the podcast, you should turn around and run away very, very quickly. There's no training here, and so I don't provide certificates that someone has listened to a podcast, and so someone can try and get training credit out of that. If you want training on legal aspects of law enforcement, very, very high quality training on the legal aspects of law enforcement, I invite you to check out the website www.lea.one, Lea1, Lea.one, and that is a website that is dedicated to providing very high quality instruction in the legal aspects of law enforcement. So there you go. So that's the direction we're taking, a new shade of blue. The podcasts that come out from this point on, you'll probably see a number of blue shorts that come out of dates very quickly after this particular podcast is put up. And then start looking for those blue key cases next fall. They take a long time to produce, a long time to put together, and they take a while to get them right. So we're gonna take our time and start putting those out next fall, and look for the blue key cases, and then look for regular podcasts where we'll have discussions on hot button topics and talk about the legal ramifications, why things are going the way they're going, what are the trends, at least with respect to the legal aspects of law enforcement, which is what we're all about here at Broadcast Blue. So there you go, a new shade of blue here on Broadcast Blue, and thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're a new listener, we look forward to seeing more of you and have you get some feedback from you on the podcast in the future. And you can do that also at our website, www.broadcast.blue. Thank you so much for what you do. Stay safe, and hope to hear from you and see you again real soon. This presentation is provided for purely academic purposes. I'm fond of saying I'm a lawyer, but I'm not your lawyer. And what I mean by that is that I do not provide formal legal advice through these presentations. No part of this presentation is offered, nor should it be construed as legal advice. If you need formal legal advice regarding any part of this presentation or have legal questions, you should consult with your attorney.